some of the people from South Africa, I think they are there now for training on SMMEs, on various projects. That was a start, but we made a commitment that each one of us from provinces will make it a point that we get young people to India for that training in our constituencies. So CEDA will be very busy with us actually saying, just do this from all provinces. I see most of the faces, it might be people from the media. Dr. Conroy, I've noticed, taken note of you. That will introduce ourselves. I see someone also from the department. I'm Dumisani Gamete. I chair this committee, Trade and International Relations. Let us, because it's the beginning of the year, just introduce ourselves and see if we still have the same voices.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Hlupheka Mthileni. I'm the committee secretary.
Good morning. I'm Elza van Lingen from the Eastern Cape.
Morning. Bafunani Mguni, Free State.
Good morning. Matsoko Dikhale, Limpopo Province.
Good morning. My name is B.F. Abram from Gauteng.
Good morning. Sanbonani Dumalang, Freddy Adams, Western Cape.
Good morning. Jomo Nyambi, Mpumalang.
Good morning. Mukone Maina, Northwest.
Insigana DTI.
Good morning, Abdullah Hanif, committee researcher.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Dan Sakale. I'm a committee assistant.
Stephen Tim from Boer News.
I'm Amora, so I'm with AC Court.
Good morning, Andrew Fisher, SARS.
Adnan Albertis, SARS.
Chilesha, PMG.
Morning, Edwin Conroy, ANC Research Unit.
Sipho Zikode from the DTI.
Good morning, Mujadi from Hoto, the DTI.
Good morning.
Let's come to the mic.
Good morning. Mashoko from the presidency.
Thanks very, very, very much. And to all the people that actually attended, even SARS. I'm sure you have an interest what will happen to these SMMEs with regards to tax and so on. And I'm sure from the presidency, from here, the president wants to say something tomorrow about the SMMEs. Thanks very much. Mr. Zikode, over to you.
Thank you, Chair. Thanks very much, honorable members. It's always a pleasure to be here to present and get your views and advice. Chair, this review was prompted by two main reasons. The first one is the requirement that is in the minister's contract, our minister's contract with the president. As you know, as government, you are working towards the 12 outcomes that have been identified by government. one of those outcome number four, that deals with inclusive growth. It requires our ministers to do a review on the programs, support programs that the government is providing to the SMMEs in South Africa. The second one really was a need to relook at the the strategy for service provisioning to SMMEs. We have the so-called integrated strategy for the promotion of entrepreneurs and small enterprises that was approved by Cabinet in 2005. That strategy is a bit outdated. It has been surpassed by many developments with the establishment of new departments like the Department of Economic Development, the moving of organizations from the DTI to the new departments. So there was a need that maybe we need to review that old strategy and update it, you know, considering all these new developments and the many research that has been done before and the benchmarks that we as a the department did, visiting a lot of countries. I'm happy to see that Mr. Stephen Tim is here. He's one of the researchers that we use, you know, to also advise us, inform us. He has been to Chile, India, and Malaysia, if I'm not mistaken. We are still waiting for a report from him. So there have been a lot of activities. So we thought that we need to have a look at the old strategy and beef it up and update it. As a result, we then decided that we will not do this review ourselves. You know, we will get the panel of experts from outside to come and work with us in reviewing the programs and also looking at the efficiencies and effectiveness of our organizations that deliver on the policy. We had about five members, if I'm not mistaken, that were also assisted by the current Small Business Advisory Council in doing the work. And we are at the stage where we need to finalize the report and then submit to the minister. If the minister gives an okay, then we can start bringing the final report to the parliamentary committee. Mr. Mujalifa will go through the slides, and then we will take the questions at the end, Chair. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Mr. Zigote, and thank you, Chair, and the committee, honorable committee members. I think just as a start, just to also echo what Mr. Zigote is saying, this review gave us an opportunity to reflect on the strategy itself. As you know, the strategy was adopted about 5 years ago, and we took this opportunity to reflect and look at the strategy in terms of to say how much we have done and how much hasn't worked for the past 5 years, and what are the areas that pose an opportunity for us to can improve. And therefore, it was not only on the side of the presidency in terms of the contract, but it was also assisting us as a department to begin to reflect on the work that we are doing around the SME development. So I'll go through the presentation quite quickly. It's quite, as you see, it's in quite a number of slides. But some of the slides really just indicate in terms of what the areas of coverage that we did in terms of this review. So I'll try to be much quicker. The presentation is structured in this manner. We're going to be looking at the purpose of the review, as has been alluded already by Mr. Zigote, and review focus and scope. In terms of the coverage, which areas did you cover in terms of this review? Review approach and methodology, we're going to touch quite briefly on that so that we can dwell much on the review results and also look at the recommendations that are coming out of the study itself. The review was the intention with this review was to conduct an assessment of the current SMME and cooperative support program and make recommendations on the way to improve on these following areas. We wanted to look at the coordination and rationalization across all the spheres of government and government departments, institutions and programs that are in place to develop this sector. To also look at accessibility areas that pose some of the hiccups in terms of accessing services by the small enterprises, and the responsiveness, especially of our institutions, support institutions, to the enterprises that are existing when they need some services. And also to look at the transaction costs in terms of the some of the regulatory burdens that are posed by some of the legislation, even at a local government level, to the sector. And look at the overall efficiency and effectiveness of the programs that are in place, and also look at how do we monitor and evaluate the practices that are done by not only the DTI, but a number of entities and agencies that are tasked with this job. Reflect on the review focus and scope. The review itself was guided by the strategy as it was alluded to. As you might be aware, the strategy has got three pillars in it, and one of the pillars is increasing the supply of financial and non-financial support. The second one is the creating demand for SMME products and services. And the third pillar is the reduction of regulatory constraints that seems to be hampering the development of the sector. But also, preliminarily, when we were looking at this review, in terms of our engagement with the minister and the DG, the minister indicated and alluded to us that he would need us to come up with quite a short list of the key recommendations that can actually inform the work of the department in a focused way in terms of developing this area. And also, the DG Lionel October was actually calling for sort of a step change in the SME promotion to actually try to do things in a different manner, in a way that can actually bring some impact in terms of the work that we are doing. As people were doing the review, they reflected on those some of those suggestions. And then program areas covered, increasing access to financial support. We covered there the debt area, which is the loan funding for small businesses. And we covered the equity kind of component of funding and venture capital, and credit indemnity and incentives and grant schemes as they are provided by DTI and also other government departments. On the increasing access to non-financial support, we focus on the incubation and technology transfer, mentorship and capacity building, and we also look at the technology transfer program as it is being implemented by the Department of Science and Technology, and also the advisory services in terms of advisory services as they are provided by SMME entities. On the creating of demand for SME products and services, the review looked at the public and private sector procurement in terms of trying to say what are the things that can be done better for SMME to access procurement as part of the market access in government. And this includes also even the program that we developed some years ago called targeted procurement, which actually assigned about 10 products that we say are frequently supplied by government that we can actually enhance that program to enable enterprises to provide those services, solely provide those products to government so that they can access market. Expediting payment to SMME development is raised as still a serious concern that the SMMEs actually, in terms of the the cash flow are actually hindered by the delay in payment, especially by government. Export promotion, in terms of looking at what are market opportunities outside the South Africa, outside the borders of South Africa, that can be, that SMMEs can take advantage of. The review look at that. In terms of regulatory impact, the government, the current government initiatives were looked at, and the new initiatives also will allude into that as we go along with the presentation. Just quite quickly, as I said, on the review approach, how the panelists went about in terms of conducting this review. They covered all three spheres of government, as it was said, and assessed programs across departments and institutions, and explored areas of possible partnership between government and certain non-governmental actors. And the data then was collected through extensive national and international literature review, and the stakeholder interviews were conducted, and telephonic interviews with SMMEs themselves was done in terms of conducting this study. Now, if we look at what is coming out in terms of this review, the document that we have, we see that small business policy is actually highlighted as an area that we need to look at. Policy formulation within government is raised as still fragmented. Policy formulation around the sector itself. And the role of the provincial and local government is still not clear because you don't have any particular legislation or even strategy that says this is what the province and this is what local government, the delineation of the functions of the three spheres of government is still not coming quite clear. Issues with institutional mandates and political directives, especially to the institutions, they are coming up there. And the resource, what we call resource conundrum, in terms of some people say, let's put our money where our mouth is. If we talk about the sector, we need to talk about funding. We need to actually begin to look at that area. That's what the review is saying. Small business support practice is coming out to say general policy and program implementation issues that are coming out is lack of long-range planning. What the review is telling us is that we don't have long-range planning that we can, as I was saying, talking about monitoring and evaluation, that we can monitor and track over time to say what are the things that we have done better, what are the things that we need to tweak and change to make sure that we put impact in this area of work. With coordination and integration of support, as it was said, in terms of the provincial responsibilities, there's still no, the review says there's still no effective coordination and integration of support in terms of the institutions and in terms of government as a whole. And there's a weak monitoring and evaluation of support, weak human resource capacity. This refers to people who are supposed to be interacting directly with the SMMEs. The capacity, we need to actually enhance capacity. Hence, you have people from especially CEDA being sent to India, being sent to Taiwan to actually enhance their capacity so that they can support the sector or the enterprises effectively. Operational inflexibility, we still have to look at that. The paucity of small business information, this is one of the critical areas. And if you look at the some of the developing countries like India, like Malaysia, like other countries also in the Latin America, you find that they are conducting what you call SMME census every 5 years. And this census is actually beginning informing government in terms of what is happening in the sector. Is the sector developing? Is it growing? Is it declining, and what are the areas that we need to look at? So we still lack that in the country. We don't have economic census, or call it SMME census. which can actually begin to be the baseline information that everybody can actually work into. If you look at what is coming out, for instance, and it's alluded to in this report, you find that the statistics that we normally highlight, they depend in terms of where you're coming from, in terms of your research. You find that some studies, for instance, talking about the studies that we do as DTI, are talking about the fact that we have 1.8 million enterprises. And we have the FinScope say, no, in the country we have about 6 million enterprises. So you have those discrepancies that are actually coming out. And therefore, they are caused in the main by the fact that we don't have a base where everybody can build from in terms of the information. Increasing supply of non-financial support. The review alludes to the fact that there's inadequate business incubation program. While the incubation program is working in the country, we would need, that's what the review is saying, we would need to increase that because it's one area that, especially on the startup phase, is actually effective in terms of grooming enterprises by hand-holding them until they actually are up and running on their own. Lack of mentorship programs, we have to look at that. Lack of technology transfer and manufacturing advice. As I was saying, we have technology transfer program that is run by the Science and Technology Department. However, it's run at a very, call it minimalistic way. It's not really spread into areas where we might want to look at. And therefore, there might be an opportunity, that's what the review is saying, to actually look at the possibility of rolling out that program to other areas. As you might be aware, we had what we call manufacturing advisory centers a few years ago, and the review is saying we need to relook at that program to see how we actually enhance it as it was integrated within CEDA. Access to quick and affordable legal process, this is still one area that we have to look at for small enterprises, and general management and capacity building, as it was alluded to. Increasing the supply of financial support, I spoke about the lack of information on the SMMEs themselves, but this cascade even to also financing, SMME funding. You find that we can't really be confident to say the funding component of SMME support is effective or is not effective because we don't have data to actually support that. And the review is saying we need to relook at that so that when we develop or when we enhance the capacities of entities that are providing funding, we have a baseline information that we can actually look into in terms of whether over the past few years have we been doing effective work or have we not been doing effective work on that area. Impact of SMME credit information asymmetries. This refers to information, what we could call information sharing. We don't have that. And if you have information sharing like some countries have, you find that the funding entities that are funding enterprises, they know where to get the information. They know the delinquency rate of enterprises that are not really paying when they are giving loan funding, and they know who's actually paying quite well that can be funded by these entities. And therefore, you find that the funding, as it were, currently, is very sort of a subjective. It depends where you're coming from, and then you can be funded, because we don't base the funding on the information that is available. Impact of SME credit information. Okay, I'll talk about that. Lack of risk capital. It's also the review says we have to look at that. We have very small pockets of risk capital facilities that are existing. We need to enhance that program. That's what it says. Increase supply of financial support, continue underdeveloped of microfinance. This area, as you know, we established microfinance institutions some years ago, But there's an argument that we would need to relook at that because the microfinance industry on its own is still fairly weak, as the study is saying. And therefore, we need to make sure that we have an effective institutions that are actually enhancing support of the micro enterprise sector, especially in the rural areas. Impact of the late payment on SMMEs, I've already alluded to that in terms of cash flow problems. Limited use of innovation SMME funding models. We have a number of funding models that we have that we can actually expand in the country. One of them I will talk about later is the venture capital, and the other is angel funding. And these are the things that we, areas that we need to, the study says we need to look at. Limited scale of public sector support programs, we need to enhance and build on what we have, but we need also to expand in that area. However, we also, the study also alludes to the fact that this work is not the government work alone, but private sector should also come to the party as well. So the partnership issue is actually coming out quite strongly on this area. And then if you look at the increase in the demand in terms of providing market access to enterprises, the review says we need to improve the local business environment wherein SMMEs can be able to play part in terms of supplying services and products and begin to actually access the market. Encourage breakout and business diversification, wherein in terms of when we have big projects, we can actually break them out or break them up so that we can actually have a component that can be delivered by small enterprises as well. Strengthening access to public sector procurement for SMMEs, building market access into private sector value chains. And this is what is still fairly weak in terms of enterprises within the value chain of enterprise private sector accessing market opportunities. And there are levers that we can utilize, as the study says, your BEE legislation and policy, and also the diversity programs that we can look at enterprises that are that need to access the markets in the private sector coming from the empowered or non-empowered level of reducing regulatory concern, preventing negative regulatory ex ante. That's where we say we need to also have some kind of filtering where every new legislation has to go to some sort of a through sifting so that we can check if it has negative impact to small business development. Building capacity to formulate better regulation, reducing the burden of existing regulation, simplifying access to procedures and requirements. And that refers to, Chair, the procedures that are existing within the entities that are supporting enterprises. They are still very much stringent. The turnaround time in terms of the support is still something that we have to look into so that we can actually begin to be effective in terms of support. The small business market need us to look at the entrepreneurial capacity, a business targeted by support programs so that we can have sort of a targeting focus on a particular sector at some point. And support for young entrepreneurs is also alluded to as one area that we need to look at quite strongly. And our colleagues within the NYDA, for instance, we need to work very closely with them. As you might be aware, we have some of the programs that we are running within the DTI that are directed specifically to the young people, who are young entrepreneurs. And we need to enhance those programs through partnerships. Targeting students and employed persons is also one of the areas that's highlighted here as a way of enhancing entrepreneurial capacity in the country to allow people to actually see risk as a means of also beginning to become entrepreneurs is something that we have to look at. Yeah. Forging partnerships, we are as public sector, as I said, want to work with the other institutions in the private sector. We also want to work with small businesses themselves. We want to work with academia, so that we can actually forge sort of partnerships with these entities, and therefore have that what I alluded to as long-range planning that everybody is integrated into, so that we can work and channel our efforts towards one goal in terms of this sector. So if I may go to then recommendations, what is the study recommending? The study recommends the four areas that we need to look at. Study says we need to look to rethink small business policy. We need to rethink small business development practices. And we need to rethink the small business market. And lastly, we need to rethink partnerships, as I've alluded to, with various actors. And what does that mean? This means, therefore, in terms of the policy, we need to strengthen the small business leadership capacity as it exists currently through capacitating the National Small Business Advisory Council to cover the work of departments and agencies with SME development responsibility, so that we can look at the following things: ensuring long-range planning, as alluded to, ensuring coordination, integration, and monitoring and evaluation of support, ensuring quality of SME research, as we indicated. And the key recommendation says we need to review the National Small Business Amendment Act to clearly define the SME support role for the provincial and local government, and review institutional mandates, especially that of the agencies that were managing CEDA, to look at coordination, research, and regulatory environment, and also try to look at sector focus on the sector, subsidiary sectors, especially those that are aligned with industrial policy or industrial policy action plan. On the development practice, the study says, in terms of recommendation, we need to establish clear program for rolling out of more incubators, and encourage and incentivize involvement of other actors in the incubation. And I must say, Chair, currently we have seen a number of private sector players coming to the party. They are very much interested to work with us on the incubation program. We are forging very strong partnerships with some of the big corporates to try to actually build and enhance this area of work. Establish a dedicated SME research capacity, preferably, as it were, within the States SA, to deal with that issue that I raised earlier about the baseline information that we need to develop as a country. On the financial, non-financial support, the recommendation there that is coming out is that we need to undertake mandate resource review of key institutions and close the resource gaps that are existing currently. That talks to that resource conundrum that I was talking about earlier. Review small claims court system to increase amounts handled by these courts, thereby providing SMEs with access to quick and affordable justice, especially where SMEs are not really paid on time. They sometimes fail to actually begin to get a remedy, because they have to go to court like everybody else. And then increasing financial support, key recommendations that are coming out there is that we need to stimulate, as I said, angel investment in the SME through various means. One of the means that is raised by the study is that we need to look at tax incentives, matching funds from DFIs, and building angel investor networks. This is something area that is still fairly weak in the country. There are angel investors that are existing. However, we now don't have incentive. We're not incentivizing them to actually build and add to that capacity that we have. Dedicate substantial financial resources to scale up microfinance activities in partnership with international financial institutions and private sector partners. As I said, we need to also look at the microfinance area to build that on that. And then on the demand, which is market access, the recommendations that are coming are that we need to, I spoke about the term products earlier, which is a program that we developed within DTI, and the review say, and that program, when we engage with Treasury, and a constitutional issue was raised, and the review says we need to challenge that, because the review feels very strongly that set asides are done by so many countries. Why can't we do it in our country as well? And there are school of thought that the constitutionality of that work, of that the argument around constitutionality doesn't hold water. We can still challenge that and give official recognition to activities of the South African Supplier Diversity Council, which was recently established, so that to encourage greater synergy between private sector supplier diversity initiatives and the DTI funding mechanism, especially the Black Business Supplier Development Program as existing in DTI. Now, on the regulatory area, the recommendation that is coming up is that we need to develop and deliver national education program on regulatory impact assessment and regulatory simplification to simplify the regulations and make sure that these SMMEs are able to actually adhere and comply. And roll out the DTI and DTI the program that we have in partnership with Department of Corporate Governance, that is called Red Tape Reduction. That program is looking at trying to reduce red tape, especially within the municipalities, to deal with that issue that I was raising earlier on the transaction costs, wherein SMMEs can be able to not to be hindered in terms of regulation within the municipal area. Require agencies to review their procedures and access requirements and develop and implement simplification measures. And this is where I was talking about the procedures and stringent processes that are existing within the support institutions that we have to deal with, the turnaround time in terms of the support to SMMEs. The review says we need to, is recommended that we look at that. And then business market established limited duration team to craft integrated national strategy to fostering entrepreneurship. We don't have a particular strategy on entrepreneurship, so this is what the review is raising. We need to look at that. And I alluded to the fact that we need to look at the NYDA as well to enhance the support of young entrepreneurs, develop and implement dedicated entrepreneurship promotion campaigns and startup support packages targeted at encouraging employed persons and graduates to start their own businesses, the stimulation of that entrepreneurial capacity, not only to people who are not working or who are businesses themselves, but talking to people who are graduates, the graduates, talking to people who are already working in the work environment as well. I think this should be the quite close to the last. The partnerships, I said we want to build partnership with the private sector, academia, and all other sectors so that we can actually begin to work together in an integrated way. And what is raised here is that we need to look at not only Busa but all the chambers, basically. We need to look at chamber movement. How do you work together with the chamber movement? If you look at some of a number of other countries, for instance, if you look at Belgium, you go to Antwerp province, you find that the chamber system is such that it's very much integrated with the support of SMMEs within government. The programs that government initiate are implemented through the chamber system. And this is something that we're lacking in the country. We can't use our chambers as conduit to support or to deliver on the programs that we are developing. And that to stretch that hand to make sure that the chambers are doing that, that we can actually become more, even more effective. And establish chamber support unit, we have already done that. Within the DTI, we have a unit that is going to be looking at developing the chambers especially the small chambers somewhere in the rural areas that are actually struggling with the capacity to actually build capacity, their capacity to assist and support the small enterprises. Here there's also a suggestion that a fund should be developed wherein any programs that are initiated in government and private sector should tap into. And then also there's also a suggestion that we need to provide only core funding to SME support agencies and get them to bid for the rest of their funding through submitting proposals to this very same fund, the fund that is being proposed here to develop. I think, as I was saying, I'm going to stop there, Chair, and I know it was quite a mouthful presentation. As Mr. Sikode has said, we're going to be able to take questions and suggestions and also comments from honorable members. Thank you very much.
Just to add, Chair, I think apologies that we had to come here without the final report. But when it's finalized, we'll definitely, you know, present to the committee. But overall, the review itself really confirmed what we as the government were considering, and in terms of putting programs to respond to the. To the challenges identified or that were highlighted by the review itself. I think, as you might have heard, the one big challenge, again, is the issue of coordination within government at national, provincial, and municipal level. I think that's a big challenge that we are facing. And we'll be looking at the committee maybe to come up with suggestions on how do we deal with this problem. And also the lack of capacity even within government, you know, in terms of programs like economic development programs, is still a big issue there. We have programs that we have established that are in line now to try to solve that problem, like the educational program that we are doing with about 8 universities where the DTI will be subsidizing officials from all levels of government to attend these courses on economic development, more especially regional economic development, so that they can get they can capacitated to develop their local economic plans. The other area really is the partnerships with other stakeholders, you know, private sector, NGOs, multilateral organizations. That was highlighted. And unfortunately today we are not presenting the new strategy now in response to these things. But as part of the new strategy, as Njalifa have said, we are working with a lot of big multinationals to support programs like incubation in South Africa. I can mention the few companies like Sasol, Microsoft. We have formed partnerships with those. We are putting match funding together with them to develop more incubators. As you know, we have CEDA, which is responsible for the incubation program in South Africa. But with all the commitments that we have made, that by 2015, we will have about 250 incubators in South Africa in all sectors, Chair. We have decided that on top of the CEDA stream of establishing incubators, the DTI will also form a parallel, you know, route to that, you know, to assist CEDA so that we establish as many as we could by 2015. We have, in this financial year alone, this DTI stream, we have about 20 new proposals for incubation, which we think in 2012 we will realize many of those in terms of establishing them. So those partnerships are working very well. But then again, the issue of the infrastructure for SMMEs. You know, we have all this old infrastructure that was developed in the past, and some of those are not utilized. We have to look at how do we, you know, government and you honorable members in the regions really ensure that the municipalities, even the utilities they provide, they charge to SMMEs, you know, at a competitive level, because that's a big issue. When it comes to electricity, to water, rates, it's still a challenge that is faced by our SMMEs. And then the infrastructure itself for SMMEs, you know, the stalls and the booths where they can go and rent at a cheaper rate. We have to do that. We are also, to solve those problems in the new strategy, looking at establishing, you know, trading houses or trading centers where SMMEs could go into a building according to a sector or something like that. If it's a jewelry, have a building where they go in there, and we assist them with all sorts of kinds of non-financial and financial services. So that they develop and create their own brand, because in eras like jewelry, for instance, it's very difficult, even if you produce good products, but it's very difficult for people to come and buy from you if you don't have a brand. Why couldn't they go to stand and buy a ring there, you know, and, you know, I mean, why would they come to buy it from you? So we are looking at those things that... Now that we have all these incubators and people come up with good skills in terms of producing products, but then the market access and the business development, how do we assist them? So we hope, you know, these trading houses, the trading centers will also assist in solving the issue of market demand and access to markets and also access to raw materials, which is still a big problem in South Africa. You know, if you take a sector like... timber, you know, small sawmillers, they still have a challenge to access wood because the forests are owned by a big three or four companies in South Africa, you know. So downstream, the guys, small guys are struggling there. So these are the things that we really need to have to look at. So Chair, what I'm trying to say is that yes, the results of the review, they are, most of them are in line with the new strategies, new programs that we are already developing. And we hope that in a few days' time we'll get a chance to come and present now the strategy going forward and how do we respond to all these challenges that have been identified. Thanks, Chair.
Thanks very much. I do have quite a lot to say, but I'll leave it first to my detachment. To deal with issues. Honorable members, this is the time now for questions, clarity-seeking questions or questions. I see your hand, Honorable Rooney, Honorable Abraham, Honorable Van Bingen. Let's start in that order, please.
Thank you, Chair. And for the presentation, Chair, just a general question, rather a comment, that this is not the first time, really, that we hear these strategies and recommendations. Because if I'm not mistaken, 6-7 years ago, the state of South Africa, as far as funding is concerned for SMMEs, did conduct a survey that they found that it's only 25% and needy people that are held by the DFIs. And 75% of them, they start their business from their private funding, from their, you know, relatives, their pension funds, whatever stuff. Now, I don't know if the department was has that information and looked into those studies or surveys by StatsSA and other institutions. There's also a report that was commissioned some time again by, you know, it was written by Iraja Bejen, Dr. Iraja Bejen, Kesko Vadia and others on surveying strategies, proposals on regulations, on funding and stuff like that. Now, isn't this, you know, perhaps, you know, a repetition of those issues again? Because these recommendations have surfaced a couple of years ago, but there's been no implementation as such. Yeah, I just want to find out from the department if they've looked into the previous work that has been done on SMMEs on funding as such. Also, there was a report that was commissioned by Treasury as well on DFI to say, you know, how are DFIs funding the SMMEs. And the report is out, but I've tried the Minister of Finance, the previous Minister of Finance, Trevor Manuel, the current minister, I've never actually been able to get that report in my hands, because that's where they make recommendations. So how do we restructure DFI in order to support SMMEs? And then my last comment, Chairperson, is comment in a question in a form of, you see, you've got these institutions that we have to make use them of as conduits now, like things like, for instance, NAFCOC, those days, FABCOS. Now, don't you think perhaps the attitude by then, you know, these are some of these institutions, especially black ones, you know, some were formed in protest of the system by then, because NAFCOC, FABCOS in those days, we're not getting any funding from government. Now, when we, democratic government, took over, the structure itself of supporting these SMMEs is still intact in terms of regulation and the like. Now, we don't you think perhaps as government we need to change our attitude towards these structures so that they are not antagonistic as such, but we work in that they are complementary to each other? Because in those days there'll be sort of, you know, fighting with government. Some it will be on tax issues, some it will be on market issues. Now, that structure has been dismantled within departments or within government, so that we actually, instead of fighting these SMEs, but we boost them, we complement them in order for job creation and other, you know, related issues. Thanks, Chair.
Thank you, Honourable Chairperson. Yes, I'd like to concur with Honourable Nguni. We've heard it before, so we are looking forward to the new strategy to see what can be done. I've just got two questions. The one is on the mentorship. It is quite important that we link all programs that we exit with mentorship, because people tend to fail because they don't have the experience. And if you link them up, it has been proven that mentorship is very, very important. And then also on the chamber support unit, what is the criteria used and what marketing will be used strategy to actually get all the SMMEs to register within this chamber? Thank you.
Thank you, Chairperson. Thank you for a very interesting presentation. It is, however, very difficult to grasp it all without seeing the full report. So if we ask questions that do not make sense to you or that sound silly, please understand we come from the other side of the non-information side. To open a business is too tiresome. Now, this is one of the serious complaints that was raised when we were in India for direct foreign investment. And it's money coming into the country, and they say it's hard. And this is when we spoke to the business community. That was not even with the government. And why can India... I'm so worried about South Africa, because you talk about provincial and local government and their roles. In India, only 8% of the jobs are by the public sector. The 92% come from the informal sector. So what are we doing wrong with our co-ops that, or whatever small systems we have that we can improve on? You talk about the reduction in red tape, and then you want to involve the chambers again or whatever else. We must just be, and it's not a criticism, because I can't give full criticism on this because we haven't seen what you are actually planning. But one must be careful that you don't bring things in again that form more red tape, so that you make it too difficult to start. The lack of capacity that you were talking about in the department, it really worries me, and I'd like to know if it is connected to vacancies or unfunded posts, or what are the main causes of the lack of capacity. You talk about the fact that you want to involve the universities. It's actually very necessary, and my big concern is, I said universities, but it could be all tertiary education systems. Because we're sitting, according to The Economist, with over 800,000 job vacancies. And we're sitting with 600,000 graduates in the country that are unemployed. And those two are not talking to one another. And that's the issue that we must look at. Why are we sitting with so many graduates that are not doing something? And what courses have they done that they can do nothing with, or that makes them unemployable? And of course then that goes further down to higher education, basic education, and the subjects that they do in their last 3-4 years in school. Then the role of provincial and local government. Now this is my pet hate, because I actually want to say that provincial and local government is the main reason and the main cause why small businesses suffer so, because they do not get paid within the 30 days. They are the ones breaking the law. And there's no recourse. You say small claims court. We've got cases where vehicles are being repossessed, and then the municipality negotiates. And it goes to the very next end of the month, and the municipality doesn't pay. And then the person must go to court again to repossess the vehicles again, 14,000 rand later, to pay a 200,000 rand bill, and nothing happens. So it is a serious thing, and I don't know if the small claims court is the right way, but maybe if one sees the full report, it will help a bit. The cost of services to startup businesses is a big issue, but then they're already in the papers talking about a special business tax now to be paid to local municipalities. I mean, that is so unfair, because businesses create jobs in a community, and you must look at this and advise as to where you want to go with it. I hope it's covered in your report. The incubators and centers of trading. In Mutu, we went to a newly built center that could accommodate about 12, 15 shops. Absolutely fantastic. And everything was wonderful. It was paved, it was clean, it was near a taxi rank, everything. The ablution facilities were absolutely appalling, and then we realized that there's no ceiling in the whole business. So that whole, I don't know how you survive in that area in midsummer under a tin roof, and all your electric wires are open, it's lying there, and of course there's no security. You can lock your door as much as you like, but if I can get into the one door and get into the ceiling, I can walk all over. That really concerns me. So I'd like to know what your guidelines are there. And then I'm sitting in the Eastern Cape with German investors who have tried for 2 years to get tool and die businesses going for the motor industry. And we can't get it going. There's not enough political will. the main guy, the driver, has been invited to the ANC's celebrations in Mankhaung, but the thing stops there. There's all encouraging noises, but the investors are now folding their arms because they're getting desperate. So that brings me back to the first point. I would like to discuss this with you afterwards, to this particular case, but our chairperson always says that we must put everything on the table while we talk so that we don't do conniving behind the back of the committee. So, chairperson, thank you very much.
No, any other member? Honourable Dikhale?
Thank you, Chairperson. My question is from page 10, where they are talking about the support for young entrepreneurs. I think this is a very good idea, because as we look nowadays, the youth are really battling. There are so many things, alcohol, drugs, you see, all these things are full in their mind, and everyone would like to maybe practice all these things. So I'm thinking, and I don't know whether this would maybe help, that if you're going to continue with this program, how about including the pastors, so that maybe if ever they take a lead on this type of a program, maybe they'll be able to pray for them and teach them about the good morals of life. That's my thinking. Thank you, Chairperson.
Honorable, there's a question she wants to ask about heaven.
Sorry, on slide 29, angel investments. I could just see the angel standing with a checkbook. Tell us.
No, thanks very much. For me, firstly, to say that SMM is a key to any economic growth. You see all the countries that are doing very well, China, India, Malaysia, and Chile. We really wanted to go to Malaysia. It's only that their parliament was in recess. Most of their GDP comes from SMMEs. I think it's high time we really walk the talk. You know, one issue I think the review should have looked into, it's the questions that we get from our constituencies. How small and how medium and how micro is a business? You know, because our people, when they go there, when they go to any agency, they say, hey, don't come here, go there, don't come here, don't go there. I think that definition is lacking in one way or the other, that this is a target group. If it's small, we mean this. If it is micro, we mean this. Because at the end of the day, you see one person walking in, wanting for some assistance, not getting it, and that person was believing is small. And they see me getting in there and getting help. So that creates a problem. I think the review should look at, you know, proper definition and interpretation of small, micro, and medium. The issue that was raised about increasing the fee for the small claims court, generally, justice is expensive in South Africa. Generally. It's expensive and time-consuming. Now, with the SMMEs, with all the frustration that you have, I believe if you increase the figure, you increase the frustration. You're still putting more of them into the pool of the justice system there to go to these courts for all these small claims. I think we should rather look at how can we assist them before they go to the small claims court. I think there is that gap that we should... I see it as being reactive instead of being... preventative. I think as the first action, we must prevent SMMEs from going to the to courts. I think that is what we need to look at. The other issue is introduction of SMMEs earlier in life. I see you talk of tertiary institutions. But that is where everybody does this because I don't get an opportunity. But you don't create this love and so of entrepreneurship while people are still young. So what about introducing it earlier in life? Whether it's school, it must be, you know, proper entrepreneurship, small business and so on, so that when they go to grade 12 and they go to tertiary, they'll continue with this thing, because this is the key. We can't leave it in education. So we catch them late when they are at tertiary. I mean, I've got a BA in biblical studies. I have nothing else to do, so I'll take that thing. Entrepreneurship is not in me, but I'll take it just to do something. Now, there's an issue about assisting young people. There's a group of young people from my hometown who came up with something like a water purifier. But I advised them that they should go to SAPS for approval of the apparatus. But then SAPS wants 26,000. Now, where do such people get such funding? You know, young people, they're well educated, but they're interested in research and developing other things. Now, this project will fail because there's no way that they will get this funding. With the issue of SMMEs, as Honorable Mnguni has said, and co-ops, I think by now, if we are honest, we should have been far as a country, very far. The cooperatives have been a challenge. We've got more than, can't remember, 2,000 or 2 million of them. But they're non-functional, majority of them.
I think we have about 26,000, Chair, but only 2,500 are functional.
Yeah. So it's quite a big figure. I mean, we should be having a tracking system on the co-ops or on SMMEs. We shouldn't leave it so long that, hey, after so many years, we realize this thing is not working. You know, our people, the ordinary people that sell peanuts, oranges, apples, cabbages in all street corners, those SMMEs, who actually took us to school and who made us grow, they just want simple things, just assistance, not the red tape. The bureaucracy. 1 year I made an example that a person from my hometown, I'm sure you don't know it, King Indlovu, wanted to go to a CEDA office in Richards Bay, wanted help, but went there to when was phoned to come to Richards Bay, that is about 75 kilometers. He only lasted about 5 minutes. Now I want to make a date with you to come and see the consultant. Which date is available to you? Trust the arise, then thank you, we'll see you on that day. So a thing that you could do just over the phone. So that frustrates SMMEs. And a lot of money goes to these consultants. I think the review should also look into that. The fees that are paid to these consultants for SMMEs to make business plans and so on, it's taking quite a lot of chunk that should be used profitably by the SMMEs themselves. On the issue also of red tape, I know this is sensitive, but there is a feeling that our public service is bloated. You know, that is why there is red tape. Before an issue comes to Mr. Zigote for signature, it has passed 5 desks. You know. In one instance, in the Department of Health, we were doing oversight during our constituency. We went to one hospital, there was no toilet paper. And the reason there was no toilet paper, someone hadn't signed. Now, when we checked people that were signing for this toilet paper, there were 9. Now, if the toilet paper knew that it was so important, I'm sure it would be proud of itself. Now, that's really what causes red tape. From this office to that office, I think we need to cut that red tape. If Mr. Zigote, I don't think in his department should sign everything. If there is, you decide, you make a policy, so and so, the chief director signs this. The director signs this. Not that everything, you know, should go to Mr. Zigote. It's time consuming. I still have an issue of the people that we visited in Mtubatuba on our oversight, who said to us as a committee, we want to work on our own, we plow our own crops, madumbes, cabbage and bananas. The problem we have, it gets rotten on the field. We don't have market. Well, we approached CEDA then, CEDA went there, but I think it was 2 years ago. But today, up to today, that problem has never been solved. No market for ordinary rural people, because they want to plant their own mealies and everything. But there is this issue about market. It reminds me of a question where you said you need to improve export for SMMEs. I don't think they are rushing there to export. I think we need to deal internally first. I think that should be our priority, that all what we produce, we first sell here in South Africa. Then whatever we have, we can export. I don't think they'll actually reach that. One example I also gave to this committee was a car wash. When you talk about local government and provincial government working together, rural people, young boys are not employed. They start a car wash business just next to the road. Then the municipality chases them away. We want this, we want this, we want this. I mean, they're not doing anything bad. They're making these few cents just to survive. So I think these are the small issues that we, and these things is not happening in town, in the rural area. So these are the small things that when you touch the people, it really makes a difference on this issue. So these are the things that would actually want to the department to see, and even possible, even add on the review. Maybe when the whole report is processed, we could engage on it and see what is there, which is best for our people. Thanks, Mr. Zigote.
Thank you, Chair. I'll guess some of the feedback is these are just comments and add-ons, and we will really look at those. But we'll go through the rest that needs a response from us now. Yes, Honorable Mngoni, I think there have been too many research that have been done. And too many organizations, they do research on our behalf, from others, they do research for their own sake. But you see, this one really was to look at the support programs of the government now. Many of these research, obviously, they are on the impact side, you know. And then, but these are, we really like to look at the support programs. Are we efficient? Are we really supporting the people we're supposed to be supporting? And what are the gaps, really, for improvement? So that is why when he started, Mr. Mwato, when he started, he said the panel had to look at all these researches that have been done previously, which then informed them, really, as they were going forward with their own research. Mr. Mwato did mention that within the department we have employed people now who are just working with the chambers at all levels in the township, in the rural areas, just first to assist the businesses to formalize themselves into associations so that they could be able, in one voice, speak to government in terms of the services and the products they want. We also want to use these chambers, when they've been formalized, to deliver some of the services to their members, because they are there on the ground. They're in a better position, more than even CEDA, to really access their members on the ground. So that will be one of the focus, really, to work with the chambers and the business associations, to deal with many other issues, really, like the chair is saying, that a person will have to, to drive 75 Ks just to go to a CEDA office. So the focus now is also use the chambers. And Honorable Abrams, I think on the mentorship, yes, mentorship is very important. You know, we are also contracting, you know, the university professors, because currently we find that all the universities in South Africa, they have in one way or the other an entrepreneurship program, a mentorship program, but it's not well coordinated. So what we are doing over through the Department of Higher Education and Training is to formalize this kind of training, so that we standardize the entrepreneurship training, the mentorship in South Africa, obviously in partnership with big business, put money into this program as DDI, over and above the money they might be getting from Department of Education, just to standardize and make sure that we have a group of universities that just focus on training, entrepreneurship, and mentoring, and all those things. So it's very important. And again, the support for chambers, we are increasing that. I'm wrestling with the treasurer to get more money for just support the chambers, for us to even provide further training and mentorship for their members. Yes, Honorable Van Lingen, I think we will get an opportunity in future to come and present the co-op's bill and the co-op strategy. As you know, at the moment we are amending the Act, the Co-ops Act, and we are at the public commentary stage now. We hope, I think by end of February, we'll have all the comments from the public, and then submit the co-ops bill to cabinet, I think, for final approval. And then after that, I think we'll start the parliamentary processes of coming and presenting the co-ops bill and co-op strategy, you see. But what we want from the new act, the request from the co-ops bill, is that we establish a co-ops agents, you know, and you know, again, it's not about new infrastructure, new bureaucrats, and getting employment, but it's to piggyback on the existing infrastructure that we have, like CEDA, you know, the CEDA infrastructure that we have, and the provincial organizations that are there at the moment, you know, to establish this agency that will specifically looking at providing financial and non-financial support to co-ops, you know, in the regions. On top of that, we will be looking at establishing the co-ops agents, the co-ops academy, which will be looking at providing, you know, training programs starting at certificate level to degree level. Certificate level will assist a lot of co-ops, you know, because the co-ops movement in South Africa, although we have many co-ops or people that are registering as co-ops, but the understanding of this cooperation thing, people still lack the understanding that as a family, you group five of you, as long as you are five, then you form a co-op. You know, not understanding the principle that the co-ops itself, the strength lies in the numbers. You know, the more the people, the more the strength of the co-op. So the academy will be assisting co-ops just to train them on the principles and the like. And then there will be a co-ops a tribunal, as you know, chair. You know, within the co-ops, there are a lot of problems. People apply for incentives from organizations like the DTI. They get the money. As soon as they get the money, then they start fighting. You know, the most powerful and vocal guy within the co-op is the one now who will be taking everything. So the tribunal will also trying to resolve those issues. So I think many other problems that have been identified by honorable members, these institutional mechanisms that we are bringing through the bill, the new bill and the new strategy, the co-op strategy, will also help in resolving all these problems. And then the issue of lack capacity within the government and the municipalities, it's really a big issue that we have to tackle. you know, well, we are starting small, working with the universities now, providing this program. I said that, you know, using the University of the University of Johannesburg, as they call it now, we have designed a program. Now this program is now being rolled out to other universities, whereby we will be sponsoring government officials at all levels to go and study on economic development, more especially local economic development, you know, programs at universities, so that they will be able to go back within their municipalities and localities and start, you know, economic development programs in their areas. Because through the LED program, right now we are assisting municipalities in any way, you know, to capacitate them to develop the local economic development plans, as they call them. But then this is just an increase into that program. And the issue of unemployed graduates, a big problem, really a big problem. We have within the DTI the so-called workplace challenge, where we are working very closely with private sector, you know, to take unemployed graduates as interns, and the DTI also assists the company if company takes the unemployed graduates in terms of the stipends they give to the students and those trainees. So, yes, we need to enhance it, because at the moment, I think the number, I can't remember now, maybe 2,000 or so unemployed graduates. When they are being absorbed by these companies, who also assist with stipends and all these things, just as an incentive for companies to take these students. But obviously, you know, working closely with now the NYDA, we are also looking at further programs to assist the unemployed graduates. And the issue of government not paying for the services and products they procure from SMME is still a big problem. Unfortunately, you know, because we rely on the Treasury to come up with the Treasury regulations, because they are the ones who are the custodians of the PPPFA, that process has delayed, I think, by 2 years after Cabinet approved the 30-day payment thing. But I understand now they finally came up with the Treasury regulations, which put, you know, an obligation on the senior managers at all levels to ensure that their organization and their departments, they pay SMMEs within 30 days. I think what comes out of this review is that we need to have a list where we list all the departments that are not paying, you know, so that the public, you know, can see the people who are not paying SMMEs within 30 days, and also put this obligation in the performance contracts of senior managers at all levels. So it must be a performance issue. About the special business tax, Honorable Van Lingen, I haven't heard about it. I think we'll check on that. Yeah. And the tool and dying business thing, I think we can take it up and try to see within the DTI incentives. Which one the gentleman can apply for. So maybe you can get the details after this meeting. An angel investment. As far as I know, an angel investment is an, you know, it's a kind of investment where you have these moneyed people investing in profitable, you know, business concepts, and the kind of requirements they will need are so low, and in many cases these people, they also assist management of that company, you know, in terms of running the business. Many, these are the people who are retired, who have all sorts of money. They don't know what to do with this money, They will then look at the proposal, see if it's a good proposal. Then they invest in the proposal. They, because they are experts, they also assist management in running that business. You know, they don't require returns very soon. They just wait for the business, you know, to run successfully, and then start claiming back their investment. So it's really the least risky investment that you can ever get as an entrepreneur. That's my understanding. I don't know whether there is another one.
That's the correct understanding, Chair. Basically, that's why they are called angels, because they are actually life savers of those enterprises without necessarily being... They are not basically within any other investment formation. They simply come to, as Mr. Scott is saying, come to that business if that business is potential of profitable, but is struggling in terms of funding. And they go and fund it. And they even support, because, as I said, they are retired executives. They even go to such an extent of assisting in terms of putting systems in place. And the argument that is raised by the review is that we need to stimulate this kind of investment quite more, so that even if you have some retired investment who have money somewhere but they are not investing in that kind of operation, they can see the value of doing that.
Yeah, and Honorable Dikhala, I think, like the chair was saying, that SMME is an engine of growth. And really, the basic driver of the growth of SMME is entrepreneurship. Without entrepreneurship, then forget it. And all of us really will have to ensure that we promote entrepreneurship. And again, I think, like the chair was saying, the focus was we work with universities. Like, really, we have a program where we work with universities, you know, and support them financially, the TTI, for them to provide entrepreneurship education. But we haven't worked with the Department of Basic Education to ensure that this program starts, and you know, at an early age of learning. And I think, really, we have to look at that, Chair. Thanks for that advice. But yes, we are supporting University of Witwatersrand, I think UJ, and a few others in terms of entrepreneurship programs that they have. We put money into those universities. The issue of the definition of small business, Chair, I think we are dealing with it through the Small Business Act. Yes. Yeah, the amending of the small business, because that's why it's defined. We always use that definition. But I think when it comes to providing of the service to SMMEs, really, we are enhancing the so-called co-location and one-stop shop. Because, again, as you say, there is no need for an SMME, in fact, to be worried about the definition, whether he qualifies in terms of the definition. And SME must go to a place and get service. If it's not in that door, next door, and he or she must get a service. So working with CEDA, we are really enhancing the co-location program, whereby we try to bring all the support programs of government in one place, so that people can just go there and, you know, walk around and can get all sorts of service, whether it's financial or non-financial, at a go. Chair, you raise an important issue about the small claims. People, we have to stop them from going to the court by ensuring that they get a service. Yes, I think I think we have to look at that, and it's something that we have to change. And the issue of SABS, I'm not sure about this 26,000, Chair. We would like to make a follow-up on that, the water purification project.
Yeah.
Really, I'm not sure why they have to pay 26,000. The SABS is not under my division, but I work closely with the guys there. We'll check what's happening there. And the consultant fees and red tape within government, We hope, Chair, when we, like in this new financial year, starting in April, we will be rolling out the so-called red, what do you call it? A red tape reduction program. Over the past 13 months or so, we're doing a pilot with few municipalities, I think six of them, and the results were very good. So we, again, hoping that we'll get more funding for this project. We will then roll it out into all the provinces in Bintan. We have a group of consultants, again, that we are working with that will be assisting municipalities in dealing with the red tape in terms of the forms, hundreds of forms that people, you know, have to fill in, you know, to apply for the incentives. So I think on the access to market for small growers, Chair. Again, it will come with the co-ops bill and the co-op strategy. We want to relook, Chair, at the old marketing boards that used to be there in the past. You know, look, there were all sorts of negative things around those marketing boards. But what was good was that those marketing boards, they did work for their sector and for their groups. So then we just have to learn from that. What is it that they did to ensure that it works for their sector, for the people that you know they were marketing staff for? So we have to look at all those things to deal with the issue of the lack of access of small growers and into the market. And within the DTI, we also have a unit that's just looking at the regional economic development and focusing on agriculture and agro-processing. So we guess when this issue of marketing boards come into play, these are the people that will be working very closely to establish such marketing boards together with the co-ops people. So I think I've covered a lot of them. I don't know whether there's anything I left, Mijalif. Yeah. No, thanks.
Anything that was left, honorable members? Honorable Van Lingen, you were happy with your angels. I want to presume that there's no follow-up, and initially this was a briefing that we wanted. We were aware that the whole report is not there. We'll get when we go skin deep when the report is there and actually, you know, go line by line, because that will be our last opportunity when the report is there, that we really have something that will be palatable to the community outside there. We hope we'll meet very soon, and that you'll do a follow-up on the issues that have been raised. But we're waiting for these pieces of legislation that are coming. We don't want them to delay. We want them to come as soon as possible so that they could have an impact outside. They shouldn't take long to come to us, so that we actually pass them, scrutinize them, and pass them. Before I close this meeting, if people from SARS were to make an announcement that we won't be paying tax and SMMEs and so on, they would have an opportunity, but that's on a lighter note. If you wanted to say something, any one of you, on this issue.
We have no comment at this stage, Chair.
Okay, thanks very much. Mr. Zigot, Mr. Mojalef, thanks very much. Thanks for honoring always our invitations and being on time. And thanks to everybody who attended this meeting. Please do come next time we also have a meeting. Thanks very much. The meeting stays adjourned.
No.
Oh.
Can I just ask something to this?
Okay.
Chairperson, at the programming meeting this morning and the WIPS meeting, they were discussing the debates on the appropriation
bill. And the chief whip said she didn't think that on international relations and cooperation we should have a debate. How does this meeting feel about that? And then the other parts of our committee.
Let me, before you continue, let me say, let us excuse